Hi, this is the morning show for Wednesday, July 26th, and I'm show host Chris Bessler. We have a great show packed full of information about the Festival at Sandpoint concert season that kicks off tomorrow with Festival Executive Director Ali Baranski and Production and Education Manager Paul Gunter. We had a few technical glitches during the show, including an issue at our tower that cut us off the air for a short time, although our live stream on our website was unaffected. You'll also hear in this recording that we had a warbly microphone for Ali, but we were also able to correct that after just a few minutes. So it's a great show with the lowdown on a bunch of new and different things that festival goers will see this year, plus a review of all the musical acts and samples of their songs. Here's today's interview with Ali and Paul.
Really positive feedback, and I think the lineup really came together once again, kind of trying to give a little bit to different people, different tastes. All in all, very, very positive.
Oh, that's great. I guess the first question to ask is, are there any problems? Because there's got to be problems with so many moving pieces.
Always. Being a pop-up venue, relying on so many amazing volunteers, there's always pivoting. There's always lots of flexibility that is needed and tons of problem solving. One of our biggest things that came up was our tent, our amazing, iconic tent. We've had two in 40 years, so two that are each 20 years old. And as we were going through the process of researching and investigating replacing that tent, we became aware of the fact that those tensile type tents are no longer work for concert use, apparently. They're not deemed as... Am I on a new mic now?
Yeah, we're putting you on a new mic because we're getting some feedback or something going on with that one.
So the iconic festival tent, unfortunately, we had to retire this year. It was unexpected and very sad. It was very sad to have to make that decision. But unfortunately, it all came down to what is best for the safety of our staff, our fans, our musicians. So we have set up a new stage. It is a rental. So if anyone wants to see what it looks like, it's towering in Memorial Field. There are silver linings that come with the changes. It is more gold standard for concert productions. And one thing that is new for the 40th anniversary, which this wasn't planned, but now it's works nicely with the new stage, is our grand finale is a movie and concert, which Paul will go into in more detail, but it is the actual movie playing. So we will be able to fly a bigger video wall for that. So it just allows for bigger production as well for these bigger concerts.
Mm-hmm. So I haven't been down to the field yet, but I did see some pictures of it. And in fact, my day job with Sandpoint Online, we posted some pictures of it going up yesterday. For one thing, it's pretty cool how it goes up. It kind of unfolds out of the trailer, it looks like.
Yeah, my children call it a transformer, even though that's way before their time. it essentially opens up from kind of like a semi-truck pulls in and it opens up and it becomes this very impressive stage.
Yeah, and it is really tall. I'll make that. It looks like it also does have screening.
Yes, we did actually create custom screening on the sides and top, and the sides do actually have a little silhouette of the tent. We're trying to incorporate that iconic tent into a lot of what we do. So there is screening on both sides and top, and there is some black screening in the back. Is that correct, Paul?
That is correct.
Paul, you're on a new microphone too.
I'm on mic two over here.
There we go. Okay, try that.
Hey, there we are.
All right, okay.
We've got custom top and wing banners that we made for the new stage, and then there's just a black blow-through scrim on the back. And as you noticed yesterday, it's much, much taller than the old tent. So visibility is a little different. You'll be able to see better from everywhere on the field, and you can kind of see through the back, which was never the case before with our tent. So it is bigger, has a bigger footprint, but it kind of feels more open than it did before. So,
yeah,
a little change, but it'll be good. I've been setting up the iconic festival tent. I think my first year was 1998. So it was a hard decision, one that we did not take lightly. But as with all of our decisions, it's always safety first. So
Yeah, and that's got to be the bottom line, of course. And I will say, I was kind of surprised at the reaction that it's just Facebook, of course. You could take that with a grain of thought of salt. But the reaction has been largely positive because people are kind of blown away by the, I don't know, it looks more like a rock concert venue now.
It does. It does. Whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing, it is. It's gold standard for a reason. That's why most other venues use it. But there are other just little perks I think people will notice. There won't be any cables and cement blocks out into the field. I think more people will have better sight lines. So yeah, it'll be an interesting.
Did you say there aren't cables out into the field now?
Correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you're wirelessly transmitting now, or how's that working?
So the cables out into the field, our old tent was a tensile type tent. So it meant that it was all based on tension. So we had all these anchor points or tie-ins to concrete blocks that were helping hold the tent in place. So essentially now with a new stage, that it's not a tensile type structure. So we don't have to anchor out into the crowd. So there's going to be those big cylinders or those cement blocks, and the cables won't be out in the crowd, which is another safety improvement.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. Okay. So new tent, that's a big change. Mm-hmm. anything else that you want to mention that's new and notable?
The biggest change is always, you know, security minded. There is no re-entry this year. So after you leave the event, you are not allowed back in. So hopefully that will, one, speed up lines, but also increase the overall safety of our venue. Also no hard-sided coolers, rolling coolers, wagons, or strollers. And then, of course, all of our, you know, no weapons and glass and things like that. The only other change is for the grand finale, there is a separate ticket to get into the Taste of the Stars or the tasting, which is wine, beer, and distilleries. So it's just $9.95 for those who are 21 and over. That it just reminding everyone that it is a separate entry and a separate ticket after you are in the grand finale event.
And that ticket actually is fairly nominal, I thought.
Yeah, $9.95. The wine tasting, as a nonprofit, we know that we lose a lot of money on our symphony night. Symphony does not cover cost anywhere close to it. And the wine tasting was doing the same when we went to artificial turf. We no longer were able to get donated wine glasses. So we had to start buying a lot of things. So essentially, it's just covering the cost of your glass and to be there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did the season pass protocol change?
Season pass holders have badges. This year they're like credit cards mm-hmm. that has a barcode on it. So you just scan that same barcode every single day. As a lot of people are noticing, third party resellers or scalpers online or scammers at times are becoming very prevalent. And so our season passes were very common to be purchased and then resold.
Because you just gave us a collection of individual
correct,
tickets.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're trying to keep the price low and keep season passes to give that discounted prices while not incentivizing people to sell on third party sites. It's also really hard to verify if any of those tickets are valid. Sometimes they duplicate them. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so only the first person who scanned through gets through. And it's really heartbreaking to see what people pay for shows that are not sold out. And when people try to get through the door and they don't have a valid ticket. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's a change for pass holders to take note of. Would a pass holder be able to share their pass, though, with somebody else?
Yeah.
Right.
Someone you trust.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah. They'll bring it back.
Somebody
that'll
bring it back. Absolutely. Yeah.
They are transferable. Just give it to someone you trust.
Yeah. Okay. Well, every year you have a fine art poster. And this year, the artist is Tammy, is it Zinke?
Zinke, yeah.
Zinke. It's titled Harmonies in Nature, and it's a really cool illustration of a dock that's a piano keyboard, and it's sweeping towards the field. What's the feedback been on that?
The feedback on that has been hugely positive. The more and more you look at that piece of art, the more you see how it ties into exactly what the title is, Harmonies in Nature. And Sandpoint and the festival specifically. It was our first year ever doing a poster competition. We changed that a little bit, and we had 30 something submissions. I don't remember the exact number. Some were digital, some were paint, some were multimedia. There was a little bit of everything. And the panel was kind of blown away that we had so many submissions to actually go through. We weren't sure what the response would be when we first put this plan into action. And we ended up with two that we actually picked. Our lineup poster was a digital submission from a college student that was selected.
Max Basler.
Mm-hmm. So we ended up picking two overall, and they're both just phenomenal pieces of work. Tammy's is so fun to look at, the way the dock becomes piano keys as it comes down. It took me a couple times looking at it to realize that the trees are, once again, the shape of the iconic festival mm-hmm. tent. So mm-hmm. we're keeping that alive everywhere that we can.
And the horizon is a silhouette of a guitar.
Mm-hmm. Acoustic guitar, and the sound hole is the sun coming up over mm-hmm. the tent. It's just, yeah, there's so many tie-ins with music and nature that it's really just nails everything yeah. that we were going for this year. Yeah. yeah.
As a reminder, the original is always on display at the merchandise booth at the festival, and it is a part of a fundraiser. So Tammy essentially donated that piece to us. We were able to recreate it into posters that we sell for $15 that she signed. And then the original is put up to auction. So that auction concludes at the end of the grand finale concert. So if you haven't seen it firsthand, we highly recommend that you swing by the merchandise tent.
Is it painted the same size as the printed poster?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit bigger. And then it was very nicely framed by...
your downstairs neighbor.
Yeah, your downstairs neighbor.
Ward. Yep. Yeah, nice.
And it's actually painted on wood. A lot of people don't know that. So check it out when you swing by the merchandise booth.
Okay. Well, there's something else that's a little bit new from the last couple of years. And program that you would use when you're on the field to check things out and get information about the field layout, the program, the concerts, and anything you want to know is digital.
Mm-hmm.
So describe how that works.
Yeah. Our marketing manager, Sienna Roget, has worked very hard to help put that together. The first thing that we identified was how much waste was created due to the old paper programs, how many pages there were, and how many were printed every year and trying to be as green as possible, and also COVID. We decided that a digital program made a lot of sense. So we worked with Keoki to be able to create that. And I personally really like that we're able to get it out before the festival. I don't know about everyone else, but as a festival attendee, I was a little more concerned when I wasn't working. I was a little more concerned about socializing than maybe sitting down and reading a program and seeing people and getting food. And so I think for people, whether you've gone, you know, for the last 40 years or not, it's a really helpful source of information. You can read about the artists, our scholarship winners. So I think it's a really great piece, not only to look at while you're at the venue, but I think the bigger perk that we've seen is people looking at it ahead of time in preparation for mm-hmm. getting to the festival.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's designed to be readable on the cell phone, and you can link to it, or you can call it up with a QR code.
Yes, there will be QR codes everywhere, Chris. Everywhere, every bathroom stall, there will be QR codes. Yeah. So if you missed it before you get there, you can easily snap a shot at a QR code.
Yeah, and go right to it. And yep. Of course, if you're waiting in line, it's a useful thing to check out.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
So, well, anything else you want to mention about the season generally? Because what we'd like to do now is we'd like to go through the different acts. You know, there's eight... main acts, but every act has got a really excellent opening act with it as well. We pulled music just mainly for the main acts because we won't have enough time to hear samples from all of them. But we're going to jump into that with the first bit, Brit Floyd, which is actually a Pink Floyd tribute. So we're going to we don't have Britt Floyd itself, but we have Pink Floyd, and since he plays almost note for note.
Correct. Right? It is phenomenal.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited to just go to that one personally. But anything else you want to mention about the festival in general before we jump into that?
I would just say that three of our shows were sold out. And so I would just make sure, and that's Train, Michael Franti, and REO Speedwagon. So any other shows that are not those three shows, I would just really encourage people to go to the festivalatsandpoint.com website to find tickets. That's the best way. We use eTix as our ticketing platform. So if you're getting emails from Ticketmaster or any other ones, those are not our ticketing website. It's eTix. And there are still early entry tickets available for Britt Floyd, String Cheese Incident, and Ashley McBride. So just in case you don't hear that as we go through the shows, I just wanted to make sure that people knew that our tickets are not $200. Most of our tickets that are still remaining are under $60. So just keep that in mind when you're browsing.
Check those links before you hit buy.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah, that's a good point, because a lot of these acts in bigger venues or bigger cities, they will be, you know, $100, $200. Mm-hmm. And it's really a bargain. Local folks aren't always aware that our prices here are substantially lower than they would hear these same acts in different venues. So if you're paying $100 or $200 for a ticket, that means you're probably overpaying.
You're probably not on the right site.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, let's jump in. So the first concert is Britt Floyd. That is tomorrow, July 27th. And this is a Pink Floyd tribute concert. Tell us how you decided to bring this act to town.
Yeah. During the booking process, it is getting harder and harder to find quality acts that we can afford that are 80s or older, so 1980s or older, to find quality classic rock or just different genres. A lot of bands either aren't together anymore, or maybe they don't sound as good as they used to. So one thing that we've been looking at is how do we still give people the music that they love and is nostalgic to them while also having it be high quality. For some reason, Pink Floyd has the most extremely successful tribute bands. Obviously, Britt Floyd is a British Pink Floyd cover band, and a lot of them really lean into the fact that of the production of making it feel like an iconic Pink Floyd show with a circular screen and inflatables and lasers. And I think the thing that we really love about it is they are musicians. Mm. They are not famous for a frontman or, you know, a person in general. They together as a band are famous for putting on a really amazing show and being amazing and phenomenal musicians. So I think for us, music nerds, we're really excited because
when you said note for note, it truly is. It's unbelievable the show they put on. It's you're at a Pink Floyd concert in Sandpoint of all places.
Yes, it is a seated show, and so I think that's also very noteworthy because there's not very many this year due to crowd control for the types of shows. But there is still early entry, so I have been telling people if you're gonna get early entry, that's probably the one you want to get because you're gonna get a nice seat. Probably closer in than other shows.
Okay, well, let's hear a little clip here from Pink Floyd. This is Money. We're going to listen to just a couple minutes of it, and we'll be right back to talk about Gary Clark Jr., who's playing on Friday. Okay, that was Pink Floyd, which Britt Floyd is going to be playing the music of tomorrow night, the opening act for the festival at Sandpoint. If you've just tuned in, this is the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. And I want to say we've had technical problems today. We are streaming. However, our radio signal's been down, and we're working on it right now. I'm not sure. The radio signal may be back up at the moment.
The word from the upper Midwest is we are back on air. Frequency modulation 88.5. Streaming live on KRFY.org. You can call and donate today, 208-265-2992. KRFY people, get it.
Yes. Our tech manager, Jack Peterson, is actually in the upper Midwest right now, and he had to do that remotely because we were down at the tower. It wasn't something inside the studio that we could work on and have the know-how without Jack to do. So if you just tuned in on the air, welcome to the KRFY Morning Show, and we are talking about the festival at Sandpoint. We kind of went through the details of what's up this season, with some of the new stuff and notable stuff. And right now we are talking about the various acts. Of course, the first act is tomorrow night, and that is Britt Floyd. On Friday night, it's Gary Clark Jr. and Ali Baranski and Paul Gunter in the studio here with me. Ali?
Oh, I thought we got to perform with Gary Clark on Friday. You got me excited. Oh, man.
Well, let's put the word out to him.
You can always ask.
Tell us a little bit about Gary Clark Jr.
He's an American guitarist. If you like blues, rock, soul, fusion with one of the hottest rhythm sections you'll ever see live, and just completely iced over with face-melting guitar solos, this is going to be the show for you. If you're not sure how you feel about blues, rock, soul, fusion, one of the hottest rhythm sections ever, and face-melting guitar solos, you should probably just come to the show.
and discover it, yes.
See absolutely. It
musically, it's one of the strongest tours that's out right now in 2023. The band is just phenomenal. His songs range everywhere from stand and sway and dance with your partner to full-on face melting rock and roll. I literally can't think of anything else to say for that one.
I'm going to guess this is not a seated show.
No, one is not a seated show.
That means that folks that like to move to the music can get up right in front of the band.
Yep.
There'll be a standing pit right in front of the stage for the majority of our shows this year. This is one of them for sure. High energy, and they come on, and it's high energy from start to finish. So.
I think all the videos I have seen of Gary Clark Jr., like watching him, it's watching an artist who only a few people in the world can do. I think the closest I would probably correlate him to is Jimi Hendrix. Like he is amazing to watch him do his thing that most people in the world can't do.
Hendrix grit, but a lot of that technical skill of like the Stevie Ray Vaughan style as well. So he is just phenomenal. The band, no matter who he has touring with him on any tour, the band is always hot. His opener, Brady Watt, I had never heard of until this year. He is an enigma, I guess. he's a bass player and producer and has worked with a lot of various artists over the years. And he has everything from some rock soul fusion to full on hip hop tracks. He's got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he's big on social media. He has a YouTube channel, and so if you want to check him out, it's going to be interesting. He does a lot of looping, so he'll kind of be a one-man band at times. I think he's going to be definitely something to discover and experience.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's hear a bit of Gary Clark Jr. This is When My Train Pulls In.
Thank you.
And that's Gary Clark Jr., who is going to be playing the festival on Friday, 2 days away now. It's coming up on us like a train. And that's actually his song, When My Train Pulls In. So,
as well as this next artist.
Yes.
Train.
Which is Solid. Train, which plays on Saturday. Good little segue there, Allie. So we are previewing bits of music from the artists that are going to be playing this year at the festival at Sandpoint. And Train is, sadly for folks that were not on top of it, is sold out.
Correct.
But tell us a little bit about Train, and then we're going to hear, they're kind of a hit machine. We're going to hear one of them, a little bit of their Hey Soul Sister song.
Paul's favorite.
I love that.
So Saturday, July 29th is Train with opener Better Than Ezra. It's for us millennial elders, as I call myself, it is very like iconic nostalgia of a certain era, those both of those bands. So I think there's just going to be so many hits and so many songs that are probably transporting people back to high school or college or a different time.
Back to the 1900s.
Yes. Oof. So I think, I mean, this is one of our probably bigger shows that we've had. We were only able to really offer on them due to our increased capacity. We just increased it by 500. So we're just excited that we were able to get them in Sandpoint because they're a big deal.
Yeah.
So
that's a limiting factor to get big name acts is just the venue. How much can you hold?
Correct.
And our venue is pretty good size, but it kind of precludes some of the really big touring acts.
Correct. And it could probably be bigger, but we're trying to very thoughtfully increase it as we also kind of update our security and our safety protocols because we're a little behind. We're a little dated. So we're trying to slowly work our way there to be more gold standard.
And is this a seated show or a standing show?
This is a standing show. Okay, yeah. So a standard show. Yeah. Most shows, artists require having a pit in front, and it's a crowd control thing. It's much safer to typically have a pit up front than seated. Mm-hmm.
I will say that thanks to the grandstands, there are excellent seating.
Correct.
And, lines of sight, and music is excellent in the grandstands as well. So folks,
when you're in the grandstands, you're right behind the sound guys, and that's typically in any venue, that's right where you want to be.
They position themselves for the very best. Okay, so we're going to hear a bit of do you want to say anything about Better Than Ezra? We're not going to listen to a bit of their music because it is sold out, for one, and two, we're going to run out of time with the coming acts.
I was kind of talking about the both of them. I think Better Than Ezra, Train is one of those bands that has adapted a lot over the years, and they still are pumping out hits.
You'll know every word to every song for the entirety of their show.
Better Than Ezra is just a little bit more, for at least in my opinion, like a spot in time. And so I think there's a lot of people who maybe didn't even recognize their name, but they're like, oh, wait, I love this song.
If you've ever
20
heard 90s,
years ago.
90s post-grunge, you've heard Better Than Ezra. And they're one of those bands like, oh, that's who did this song.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to listen to a bit of Hey Soul Sister from Train, and then we'll be back to talk about the Sunday night show.
Smell of you in every single dream I dream. I knew when we collided,
And that's a little bit of Train's Hey Soul Sister. Train is playing on Saturday, July 29th, this coming Saturday. It is sold out. There might be some tickets out there that people have to share.
Yep, just be careful. E-ticks. Make sure it says E-ticks on their tickets.
Yeah, because there is some fraud going on.
Yes.
And you want to make sure you have the real ticket. So that is Saturday's show. On Sunday, we're inviting to our town the String Cheese Incident. And this is one I had not heard of previously. Tell us about that one.
String Cheese. In the early 90s, there was a few bands that came out and started what is now called the jam band realm of touring. Fish, String Cheese. There were a couple others that have had not as much mainstream success. But these guys, I use the term jam band very delicately because it can mean so many different things. Kind of like when you say a band is Americana, it doesn't really mean anything. but these guys there are multiple people in the band that are multi-instrumentalists. One of the lead players is a phenomenal guitar player, singer, and violinist of all things. So they have everything from some bluegrassy, kind of Grateful Dead feeling jams all the way through some of the Floyd era stuff to all of the 90s jam where it was more, I don't want to go as far as to say reggae, but leaning in that direction.
Sometimes they have like a Jimmy Buffett feel to them or something.
They're all over the place. I saw one place that said a journey through music or an experience through musical genres or something. And it really is because they do cover so many different styles of music in their shows. And it is just phenomenal. I think there's 6-7 people in the band on this tour. Lots of percussion, lots of drums, lots of trading solos between instruments that you typically wouldn't see on stage. It's an evening with. There's no support act for this one. It's just the String Cheese Incident. And they
start at 7 p.m. and it will be 3 hours of music.
No
kidding. So
they play and play.
Impressive. I think if you just want to watch, like, once again, they're artists and just most people watch them, like, how is the song still going at 12 minutes and they haven't missed a beat and they're switching instruments? Like, it's just really impressive what they do.
Okay, so the song I picked for the String Cheese Incident, not being familiar with their music, was the title of it is Johnny Cash. and so I think this might give us an idea that they do different sorts of music. And by the way, Johnny Cash did play the festival.
He did.
Back in the 90s or so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw him from outside with my face pressed up against the fence.
Nice.
But wasn't nice. I'm like,
still have the chain link marks to prove it.
Yeah, but I'm like, that was one I should have definitely got inside for. So anyways, here's String Cheese Incident. This song is Johnny Cash. We'll listen to just a couple minutes of it. right. That was a little sample of the String Cheese incident with their song Johnny Cash. It took a while to get to the guts of that song. But they're playing on this Sunday, July 30th, at the festival at Sandpoint. And we are here in the studio at KRFY. We're talking with Ali Baranski and Paul Gunner from the festival about the various acts that are going to be coming. And the next one we want to talk about is going to kick off week two of the festival on Thursday, August 3rd. And this guy's been here, I think, the third time, Michael Franti.
Yep. number three.
And he sells out
since the last time, though.
Yeah, 13 years.
Has it been 13 years?
He did two back to back. So I think it's 12 years.
Yeah, I think.
He played in 2010 and 2011.
And he's terrific. I saw both of those. And he sells out every time he comes here. So.
Fun fact, my first time to Sandpoint, I thought it was two words. My now husband, who's born and raised here, invited me to the Michael Franti concert of 2010.
Oh, yeah.
It was my first time to Sandpoint.
And here we are now.
And here we are, full circle.
Did you have any idea that you would be
No, absolutely not.
That you would be moving to Sandpoint and later working for the organization. Who knew?
Right?
Okay. Full circle.
So Michael Franti next Thursday has a family show at noon, and then the adult show is, what, 7:30?
Yes. Yeah. 7:15. That one is sold out. Opener is Soja and then Michael Franti and Spearhead. It'll be, as usual, extremely fun night with Franti. It's hard to get him off the stage typically. So that one might be a little bit of a late one. But the family show is something that a lot of people don't know this. We had booked Franti with a family show for 2020. But we had to cancel due to the pandemic. So I've been trying to get it to work again with their schedule. So the fact that we were able to do it this year was just felt good to finally like make it happen after we put so much work into it. And so the doors open at 11. The show is at noon. We pushed all an hour earlier for heat. So I recommend getting there and getting your lunch and getting settled with your kids and the family. It is selling very well. I don't know if it will sell out, but it might. It is our number five selling show.
Yeah. It's a way to hear Franti if you didn't get into the evening show.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it'll be an hour show. So it'll be done by one. And it's Franti and Friends. So it's not the full Spearhead band. But I think it's going to be super special. Michael Franti has done this in a couple other venues. It's not common, but if you know him, you know how fun-loving and full of joy he is. And I just can't wait to see him do a family show. I think it's going to be super special.
Okay, we're going to hear Say Hey, I Love You. This is one of the terrific songs that he does. We'll be back in just a minute. Okay, we are having a technical problem. The day seems plagued with them, folks. We can't get the music to play at this point, so we're gonna have to just talk it out.
Yeah, we're interesting. Or Paul and I can sing.
Yeah, right. We know some Franti tunes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Go for it. So sorry about the dead air there, folks. But Michael Franti, had we been able to hear that, say, "Hey, I love you." It's a terrific song. He is playing next Thursday with both the family show at noon and then the adult show or the main act at 7:15, did you say?
Correct. Yeah. Soja comes on at 7:15.
Okay. And well, tell us a little bit about Soja.
Soja is, it's so funny. I had friends text me, "You got Soja." Like they didn't even mention.
Okay, we got Franti back.
Hey, Michael.
Too late. Oh boy. Okay.
Anyways, do you want me to talk?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So far tonight.
So
that's unfortunately that's him just wrapping up.
Great tune, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
If only we had been able to hear it. Yeah.
Soja is an amazing reggae band that I think a lot of people are excited for. So we were able to get them to actually open for an hour, so that's why the music starts at 7:15. So pack light, get through security quickly, and it'll be a nice long evening of pretty uplifting music.
Okay, and we're running out of time, so we're going to have to go short on the next one, which is
REO
Speedwagon, and they are also sold out.
Correct.
Again, a hit machine.
I know, yeah. They are. So Friday, August 4th. is REO Speedwagon with Charlie Farron, and it is sold out. But we're also grateful to be able to rebook them in 2021. They were rescheduled, but unfortunately, someone in their crew got COVID and they had to cancel. So we are also grateful to be able to rebook them for this year.
Okay. Because we're running tight on time here, let's talk about the Saturday, August 5th concert with Ashley McBride. That one's not sold out, folks.
Correct.
And she is a big star in the country scene.
She is, yes. So female country, which is, I feel like, a unicorn in the industry. So being able to book female country, we were very excited. Ashley McBride will grace our stage Saturday, August 5th. Tickets are still available at $54.95. If anything is above that, it's probably not our site. So make sure you're on eTix or the festival at Sandpoint. With opener Zach Top. He's actually a man from Washington. and he has a really cool 90s, early 2000s country feel, very like traditional country. And Ashley McBride has won many awards, and we're just so excited to have her and all of her different songs. She has different pace of her songs, so we're excited to see both of them on stage. And once again, tickets are not sold out to that show, and I believe there's actually still early entry available as well.
Okay, so we're going to hear just a minute or two of Ashley McBride. This is her song, Girl Going Nowhere. Assuming I click the right button here.
Don't waste your life behind that guitar. You may get gone, but you won't get far. You're not the first, and won't be the last. You can tell us all about it when you come crawling back. That road you're on just winds and winds. You're spinning your wheels, wasting your time. But when the lights come up and I hear the band, and where they said I'd never be is exactly where I am. I hear the crowd, look around, and I can't find an empty chair. Not bad for a girl going nowhere. I get these calls out on the road. I heard your song on my radio. We always.
And that's Ashley McBride, beautiful voice. He's playing on Saturday, August 5th. That's the second Saturday of festival this year. And tickets still available to that one. The two previous shows are sold out, folks. So don't dally if you're interested in these artists. and finally, wrapping up the festival this year is the grand finale. It is something different. It's the Princess Bride in Concert. We have about 2 minutes to describe that.
We'll give you the quick rundown. Keeping with our symphonic theme for our grand finale, we are debuting the Festival at Sandpoint Orchestra. The way the show works is there will be a big, giant video screen, a movie wall hanging on the back of the stage up above the symphony, playing the actual movie, The Princess Bride. They scrub the audio track out of it, leave all of the dialogue, and the orchestra plays the full soundtrack along with the movie. So all those little guitar parts you're hearing in between, that's all live from the stage. All of the orchestration will be a 63-person orchestra on stage playing the full soundtrack as the film plays. Our conductor, Morohiko Nakahara, has worked with these guys a lot and has done several of these productions, and we're very excited to bring it to Sandpoint to keep along with our, really the origination of the entire organization of the festival with our symphonic theme, but change it up a little bit and provide something new and different for our grand finale this year. And we will conclude that with a fireworks show like we typically do as well. So
I think it'll be a
fun experience.
I think it'll be a great way. We're always trying to expose different people and a lot of times youth to different musical experiences. And I think this is a really cool way of being able to show kids and families alike symphonic music in that setting, but also maybe keep their attention a little bit more with the fact that it's the full Princess Bride. So bring your families, your blankets, and come watch a movie under the stars with a 63-person orchestra. Once again, the wine tasting for that event is ticketed, so make sure you either add a ticket or there will be tickets sold next to the wine tasting day of for $9.95.
Actually, that's a very good price for wine tasting.
Yes, it is. And you get a souvenir glass.
What a deal. You said there's spirits as well.
There's spirits and beer. Yes, I know. I need to get out of the habit of saying wine tasting. Wine, yeah. Beer, and spirits.
Yeah. Hmm. The distilleries are local?
Yes, and they're all posted. They're all in our digital program through Keoki that you can find on our website or at the venue via a QR code.
Yes. Okay, we have remaining to us about 33 seconds. Ali Bransky and Paul Gunner, I want to say thank you for being here. Any last word that you'd like to put in about the festival at Sandpoint?
I think we're just, at this point every year, we're super grateful for all of our sponsors, donors, volunteers who all put in long hours and contribute to our organization to make it possible. Every year, I think in the thick of it, I'm always just blown away by everyone's dedication, and that's why we're able to celebrate 40 years.
Right. Thank you for being here.
This is KRFY 88.5 Ponderay.